Answers Magazine, Volume 12.2, page 29. Science in Perspective, Quick Takes. Feathered Führer. In 2015, a Chinese paleontologist came across a once-in-a-lifetime find, what he claims is a feathered dinosaur tail encased in amber from 99 million years ago. The fossil is about 1.4 inches, 3.6 centimeters long, and tiny feathers are attached to an estimated 8 vertebrae. Such finds are always exciting because they provide new details about long-dead creatures that more typical fossils like bones and teeth don't preserve. But can scientists be sure they have found proof at last that dinosaurs had feathers and were the predecessors of birds? The fossil consists of only 8 or so bones from the middle of a tail, estimated to have had 25 or more vertebrae. The experts who have studied this fossil believe it is from a dinosaur because the vertebrae in the tail are not fused like the vertebrae at the end of a bird's tail, and because a small groove appears on the underside of each vertebra, a feature seen in dinosaurs but not birds. The specimen is incomplete, however, and many questions remain. Since evolutionary researchers already believe that birds evolved from dinosaurs, they can be quick to fill in the gaps with their assumptions. Press reports, at least, were quick to proclaim with unflinching certainty that the fossil is a dinosaur. Although the Bible doesn't rule out the possibility that dinosaurs had feathers, many creationists remain unconvinced that God would give them such a design. They note, for example, that most birds need specific designs for preening to keep their feathers in good condition, such as specially shaped beaks and special oil glands. Dinosaurs are not known to possess such designs. One thing we know for certain from God's infallible record of the history of life on Earth, recorded in Genesis: the Lord created flying things on day 5 of creation week, and He created land animals, which must have included dinosaurs, on day 6. They aren't related by common ancestry. If any dinosaurs had feathers, they were created that way. They didn't evolve them on their way to becoming birds.
Ant farms. As far back as King Solomon, human beings have watched ants and marveled at their complex societies and purposeful behavior. Ants do much more than simply forage for food. A few years ago, biologists were astonished to discover that different species of ants even herd aphids, an insect, for their milk, a sugary sap they secrete, and others farm fungi, growing, feeding, and even giving antibiotics to fungi in nursery chambers. Now researchers have found an ant species in the Pacific island of Fiji that actually plants and cultivates seeds. Philodrus nagasaw ants place the seeds of squamillaria, a flowering plant in the same family as coffee, in cracks in trees where the seeds can grow. Then, the ants fertilize the seeds and live in hollow structures in the plant's bases. They also eat the fruit of the squamillaria and harvest its seeds to continue the cycle. The plants depend on the ants to plant and fertilize their seeds, and the ants cannot live without the plants. Such mutually dependent relationships are a marvelous characteristic of God's design for nature. No animal lives entirely to itself. All are part of a great web of life that ultimately depends on the Creator, the source of all life. Human beings partake in that web of life as well, both physically and socially. This dependence on outside help points us to our ultimate dependence on God. And all nature reflects that fundamental dependence on our Creator. Monkey mind games. A recent experiment indicates that great apes, including chimpanzees, bonobos, and orangutans, can discern others' intentions, a high-level mental skill that requires grasping another's point of view. Only humans have been known to have this ability. It is known technically as theory of mind, and so it is the key to humans' ability to tell stories, to create art, and even to lie. Does this mean we're not unique after all? To test the apes, a lab assistant in a gorilla costume enacted several scenes where the gorilla does things like sneak up behind a scientist, hit him, and then hide in one or two large straw piles. After the scientist runs off, the gorilla leaves too. At the end of the skit, when the scientist returns with a stick, the majority of the apes who watched what happened glanced toward the straw pile where the gorilla had hidden. Their behavior indicated that they expected the scientist to attack that pile, even though the gorilla was no longer there. This somewhat whimsical experiment reveals some of the complexity God gave to his creatures. Some people will no doubt cite such complexity as evidence that apes and humans are separated by only a slight quirk of evolution and not really all that different. Clearly, apes don't think advanced thoughts like we do. Even if they're smarter in some ways than we once assumed, intelligence is one of God's invisible qualities. So we should expect to find it in varying degrees in creation, Romans chapter 1, verse 20. But Bible believers need to remember that intelligence is not what distinguishes human beings from apes or any other animal. God created only Adam in his image, not animals, and not even angels. That does not diminish the value of animals or imply they can't be as gifted as we are in some areas. As stewards of God's earth, we are to manage creation respectfully, marveling at the gifts God gave all of his creatures. But no animal, even one as intelligent as a great ape, has the special privilege that God in his grace gave to human life, to be his image bearers.
Rocks for brains. Scientists have confirmed the discovery of the first fossil dinosaur brain. When a fossil hunter found it 12 years ago on a beach in Britain, it looked much like any other pebble, but its odd texture caught his eye. That texture turned out to be the external surface of a fossilized brain from a dinosaur similar to the iguanodon. This is the first such fossil identified, an astonishing testimony to its burial under rare circumstances, such as the flood, that could preserve soft tissue that would normally decay in days. Secular paleontologists postulate that the dinosaur fell headfirst into a swamp, and the low oxygen conditions preserved and pickled the soft tissue long enough for it to become fossilized. However, the flood can also provide the needed environment for such amazing preservation. The ingredients needed to fossilize this brain are bacteria, nutrients, and low levels of oxygen. If the skull sank into wet sediment, which is likely given its dense mass of bone, then the bacteria feasting on the carcass above would create a low oxygen zone in the water. The bacteria would also create phosphorus compounds, which then would preserve the details of soft tissues, like brains, as they contributed to fossilization. In a short time, the brain would be preserved. Later, erosion along the English coast exposed the fossil, destroyed the skeleton, and created this tumbled stone brain. Genes put the brakes on evolution. There's a reason mutations are usually harmful, and genetic research keeps revealing just how improbable random beneficial mutations are. Geneticists long ago learned that a gene can influence unrelated traits, a characteristic called pleiotropy. That means that changes to a single gene will have multiple consequences. Even if one result is beneficial, the net result is still likely to be harmful. Continuing research is confirming that not only do some genes affect multiple products, the interweaving and overlapping code is almost incalculably complex. A recent study published in Genome Biology and Evolution focused on transcription factors, TFs, which switch genes on and off. It showed that the multifunctional nature of genes, in the researchers' words, constrains the evolution of TFs. In other words, since changing one gene affects multiple functions, each random mutation must produce multiple safe and beneficial results to produce any evolutionary improvements. This news does not surprise those who see the genome as a work of the Creator's infinite genius. God formed life purposefully and designed animals and humans to reproduce after their kinds. Since Adam's sin marred creation's original perfection, harmful mutations have accumulated in every genome. Even small changes can have strong, negative, often deadly effects, because the genome is so interconnected and complex. Any useful changes that are passed on to offspring do not violate God's purpose. They remain within the limits of the original kinds he created about 6,000 years ago.
Cheesy evolution. cheese-making bacteria transform milk into cheddar, Gruyere, Brie, and all the other varieties we love. It turns out they are also constantly transforming each other through wild gene swapping. A recent study of these bacteria, conducted by researchers from the University of California and Tufts University, showed that 80% have shared genes with other cheese-making species. That's thousands of gene swaps over the centuries. This is a much higher rate of bacterial evolution than what evolutionists initially expected. Yet it still hasn't led to any new creatures. Scientists have long known that bacteria swap genes, a process known as horizontal gene transfer, but they are coming to realize that gene swapping is much more common than they thought. And it may be an understatement to say 80% of cheese-making bacteria have shared their genes. It's a phenomenal evidence that bacteria are specially designed to accomplish all sorts of complex and changing tasks for the benefit of other creatures, breaking down insoluble bonds for consumption, introducing new flavors, etc. They like to call this exchange evolution. As one researcher put it, there's been evolution going on for millennia. But this evolution stays within defined limits. All these millennia of constant, profligate gene swapping have transformed the bacteria into bacteria. That's because their creator designed bacteria as the enablers of life. Bacteria may well be the most adaptable creatures God made, but all the while they're changing and adapting, they remain what God originally made them, bacteria.